When Alexandria residents brought a lawsuit against City Hall to challenge the controversial waterfront plan, city leaders hired McGuire Woods to represent them in court. The same law firm is now representing a number of developers who seek to benefit from the controversial zoning change, which almost triples the amount of density at three sites compared to what's there now, and overturns a long-standing ban on hotels. Ken Wire is attorney representing one of the developers.
Other members of my law firm, yes, represent the city.
Is that a conflict of interest?
You have to talk to the city attorney about any relationships related to the ongoing litigation.
What do you think?
I just told you, you have to talk to the city attorney.
Alexandria City Attorney James Banks, a former partner at McGuire Woods, declined to be interviewed for this story, although he issued a written statement saying he doesn't believe his former relationship with the firm presents a conflict. Deputy City Attorney Chris Spera.
He used to work there. He has no ongoing financial interest in that firm. If he had some ongoing financial interest, then it would be subject to review under conflict of interest laws.
But he's a former partner, says Spera, which means there is no conflict. Former Alexandria Assistant City Attorney Barbara Beach says she wonders why the city hired a firm that regularly represents developers.
There's no question that McGuire Woods is a good firm, but why would the city hire a firm that comes before the city on behalf of clients asking for their clients to have permission to do things?
When Beach was town attorney in Herndon and Leesburg, she says she would hire firms to represent local governments that did not represent developers. Legal experts say the situation presents no conflict of interest, though, because the city and the developers have essentially the same interest: develop the waterfront. George Mason University Law Professor Michael Krause.
There is a congruence of interest right now. That is to say, the city believes that it is in its interests to do what the developer wants to do.
But many neighbors say what the developers want is not what the city should want. Bert Ely is one of the leading critics of the waterfront plan.
What is in the interest of the citizenry as a whole is not going to be identical with the interest of the developer. Other than that, you might as well just give the developer whatever they want, carte blanche. You want to build a 20-story building, go to it.
Realtor Cindy Golubin says citizens should be thankful that developers are interested in Alexandria.
You have to go back to history in this city. The same lawyer represented everybody back in the 70s and 80s. So don't degrade the lawyers. It's because they're experts.
Old Town resident Mark Mueller disagrees.
Who does the city work for? They should be working for the taxpayers, the citizens. So how can the developers' goals be congruent with the city if the citizens they're representing and are paying their paychecks are opposed to it?
All three developers, represented by McGuire Woods, are hoping to move forward with development, even though the neighbors they are opposing in court on behalf of the city hope to derail the process. Reporting from Alexandria, I'm Michael Pope.